Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name's Maisoon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Okay.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Fantastic.
It's good to hear. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit? Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
I have not.
No. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Right. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spring Roundup?
Say that again, please.
Were you or a loved one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spring Roundup?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Was this for a loved one or for yourself?
For myself.
Oh, and when were you diagnosed?
January 2nd. 2021.
January 2nd, 2021?
Yes.
Okay. And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
I was about 45 or 46.
All right. And do you know the specific subtype by chance? Do you know if it was a B cell or a T cell lymphoma?
B cell lymphoma.
The diffuse large B cell lymphoma?
Yes, B cell.
Okay.
I'm in a truck, so that's why it's loud in the truck, so that's why I keep asking you to maybe repeat yourself or whatever. I'm just letting you know.
Okay, that's okay. No worries.
Okay, okay.
And for the Roundup, were you spraying this at home or was it for work or both?
It was for residential purposes.
Okay. Do you know anyone else who might have used Roundup and was affected as well? Anyone in your household?
No, just me and my husband.
Okay. And can I get that home address where you were spraying the Roundup?
4991 Medina Drive. Woodland Hills, California.
Okay. Is it 91364?
Oh. Yes.
And the street number was 499?
4991.
Okay, thank you. Four, nine, nine, one. Okay. And how many years have you sprayed Roundup for?
Nineteen years.
Oh, wow. Do you remember what year you first started spraying?
2002.
And what year did you stop?
2021.
Okay. And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
What do you mean?
Like throughout your lifetime, have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days?
Oh, for sure. Like, yes.
Okay. And the phone that we're speaking on, this is a smartphone, correct?
Smartphone, yes.
And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
All right. And then I'm just going to list off a few other illnesses. You can just say yes or no if it applies to you, okay? Right. Organ transplant or HIV/AIDS? Autoimmune disease or hepatitis B? Hepatitis C or
So can
Epstein-Barr?
you re
Oh. Yes. Did you want me to repeat something?
Go ahead. I was just making sure of the question that you were asking, but no to all of those.
Okay. All right. And then diabetes, arthritis, or lupus? Any family cancer history or a cancer requiring chemo besides non-Hodgkin's? Okay. And can you spell your first and last name for me?
First name is BICTATEON. And last name is Forehand, Forehand.
Okay. Can you actually repeat your first name? You cut out for a second.
Okay, it's V as in Victor, I, B, T, A, BICTATEON, Victavion.
Okay, I have
Can
V
you
I
repeat it? Okay.
yeah, I have V I C T A V E I N
O N.
O N.
Yes.
Okay, and then your last name was it F O R E H A N D?
Correct. Forehand. Correct.
Right. And can you confirm your gender for me?
Say that again, please.
Can you confirm your gender for me?
Male.
Okay. Are you married? All right. And what is your date of birth?
7/11/76.
Thank you. And your social?
265-735-401.
That was 223-573-5401.
265-735-401.
Okay, thank you. And then how did you learn of the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis? I'm sorry? Oh, social media. Was that this year or when did you see that? Yes, I was asking when did you become aware of the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis.
Oh. When did I become aware of the diagnosis? Can you repeat it again?
Yes. When did you become aware of the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis?
Well, it was... When did I become aware? Through the doctor.
Through the doctor. And what year was that?
2021.
And what is your height and weight?
6'4". And my weight is about 210 pounds.
Right. And then is this your main cell phone number, the 904-412-8915?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your email address?
First and last name at gmail.com.
Right, and how many times per month would you say you were spraying Roundup for?
6-7 times a month.
6 to 7 times a month?
Correct.
Okay. And did you spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before you were diagnosed?
Yes. You said at least.
Yes.
Yes, more than yes.
Okay. And you said you started spraying, it was 2002, and you stopped in 2021?
Correct.
Did you use any protective gear when applying the Roundup?
Got it.
No?
No.
Okay. And then were you spraying the Roundup? Was it in California or?
Yes, everywhere I live in California.
All right. And then if you had to estimate how many times you've sprayed Roundup throughout your lifetime, what would you say? It could be over 10, over 20, over 30.
You said how many times I've sprayed it?
Yes.
In my lifetime?
Yes.
Okay. let's say. Over
1,000
times, maybe 1,300 times,
more. 1,300. And do you get your water from a well?
Do I get my water from a well?
Yes.
Not that I know of.
Okay. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene, or Agent Orange? And the type of Roundup that you were using, was it concentrate or premix?
Concentrate.
And where were you purchasing that from?
Home Depot.
Home Depot. Do you have any receipts or empty bottles, anything like that? sorry?
No, I was just trying to think.
Oh, okay. Okay. And have you ever smoked or do you smoke? You do not. Are you currently employed?
I am.
You are not? Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
Of course.
How much time would you say?
I would say at least just over time, maybe 2 years total.
Okay.
Complications.
Right. Okay. And have you ever been in the military?
Never.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy, disability, or workers' compensation?
No.
And other than a minor traffic offense, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay. Did you have a question?
No, I'm just mumbling something.
Okay. And then do you have any medical records that could show your diagnosis?
Well, I'm out of town right now, so it'll take, I'll be back home maybe about 15-20 days from now.
Okay, is it at the hospital?
At my house.
It's at your house. Okay. And then can I get the name of the hospital where you were diagnosed?
Yes. Ready? West Hill Hospital and Medical Center.
Is that the one on 7300 Medical Center Drive?
Correct.
Did they change the name to UCLA West Valley Medical Center? Okay. And what was your physician's name? Dr. Christopher Hong? Hong or Ho?
Ho.
All right. And when was the last time you were treated?
Let's say 2021.
2021. And how has your diagnosis impacted your life?
Tremendously.
Would you say some mental and physical hardships?
Sure.
And did you receive any treatment for the non-Hodgkin's? Any chemo, radiation, surgery?
Injected chemo and meds.
Okay. And then what is your current home address?
991 Medina Drive.
One 991 Medina Drive, and the zip code is 91364.
Yes.
Okay. And is it 1991 or 4991?
It's 4991.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you. Did you want to provide one?
An emergency contact, you said?
Yes.
Hello? Okay. One moment.
Okay.
Okay. I can give you everything.
And does this person live with you?
They do not.
Okay. And what was that phone number?
Area code 904-703-8763.
Thank you. And what is your relationship to this person? And then can I get his first and last name?
Roosevelt.
All right. And then I'm going to send over some documents to you right now. You should receive it as a text link and an email link.
Oh, sorry. I accidentally called him. I didn't mean to. I switched. I'm sorry. Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Okay. I thought I lost you. Go ahead.
I just sent over some documents to your phone. You should have received it as a text message.
Welcome to DocuSign message room. Not soon.
Yes.
Okay, can you pronounce that?
My soon.
One, my son, and then the
Yeah.
other name on there.
My last name, Afridi?
All right, can you? Yes, okay. Okay, got you. I have it. Okay.
Right. Did you want to look over those while we're on the phone?
Yes, I will.
Okay.
Full-time documents. Do you agree to receive message? Yes. Sunshine. All right, can you just briefly just go over it? It's in really small print. Let's see.
Yeah, so that's your retainer with contract. The law.
I'm listening.
Yeah, that's your retainer with the law firm. Hello. So it's going to give you their information as well as the medical record release. So it'll ask for your consent for that too. But I know you said you did have them. So when the attorneys do give you a call, you can let them know that you do have medical records yourself because they might ask you for it. And so once you have signed those and sent those back, they should be reaching out to you within the next few days to verify your information and tell you the next steps.
Executed. Okay. All right. So let me sign here. Okay, it should be all done. Let me see. Wait, one more. Okay. You're done signing. You may download or print using. Okay.
Okay, right, I just so received it. And then I sent you a text from my direct line with my number as well as the attorney's information on there.
Okay.
So I would just be on the lookout for a call from them. But if you had any questions at all, you can always reach back out to me. Or if you missed their call, you can give them a call back. But that's pretty much all I need from you. Did you have any questions at all?
No. So you said you sent me another text?
Yes, I just sent you a text from...
All right. Okay.
Yeah, the...
Okay.
Yeah, the 949 number, that's my direct line, and then the 909 is the law firm.
So is that on a separate... Let me pull this up and see. I don't have another text from you. Can you, is it okay for you to give me your number right now?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
It's 949-258-9854.
Okay. And spell that name again, please.
My first name, it's MYSOON.
Okay, I got that. And I should be expecting another call today?
Within the next few days. I would wait about 48 hours, and if you haven't heard from them, then you can let me know.
Okay. Gotcha. All right, thank you so much.
Of course. Well, thank you for your time. I hope everything goes well.
All right, thank you.
All right, have a good day.
All right, you did too.
Thank you. Bye.